Welcome to the mortgage game. I truly, truly believe that building a mortgage business, a successful one, is like playing a game. There's winners, there's losers, there's certain things you try. Some of us are playing checkers while others are playing chess. I've had the ability to coach and mentor hundreds of mortgage brokers. I myself built a very nice business. So now I want to distill all that information, all the things I've learned from that, and bring it directly to you in a simple to understand way. I hope you enjoy. All right, welcome to the Mortgage Game Podcast. West Coast Wiley in the house. Oh man, we have a topic today. Let the controversy begin. Oh man. So I hold strong opinions loosely. You've heard that phrase before. I do good common sense, good argument. I can be swayed something else, right? I don't have this all figured out, but there's certain things where I'm like, nope, can't change my mind on that one. You can try, but it's not happening. I already know that. I already know there's certain things. I'm like, nope, I don't believe that. It's not part of my belief system. This is one of them. And so the topic today is, what's more important in your business, relationships or content? What will allow you to have a thriving mortgage business? You build awesome relationships or awesome content? I'm here to tell you, content. Over and over again, 100 times over, without a doubt, not even close. It's like a baby fighting Mike Tyson in the ring. Not even close. Now, let me clarify some things here, and then I'll back this up with my reasoning. And this is hopefully, the whole thing here is to get you just thinking differently, right? The world is moving fast. A lot of you listening here, you're dinosaurs. You're dinosaurs in this business, or at least in your marketing. And that's okay. And new people coming in, like, you get it more. You're like, the younger people coming in, you're like, that makes sense. This is the world we're in. And then I'm watching my kids come up, and I'm watching, you know, kids a little older than them, and just like how everyone's, you know, acting and what they're doing with their time and energy. And it's content. Attention, people's attention is the number one currency in the world. It is. It's why you can be a TikToker or a Instagrammer, whatever you call them, and you can be 14 and make millions of dollars. It's not because you have good relationships, it's because you have good content, and then you get people's attention, and that's where the money is. And so my whole job, or my goal, not a job, goal with this podcast is just to get you thinking differently, get you going, I need to put more time and energy into that and less time and energy over here. Now, when I say content is way more important than relationships in your business, let me clarify, because some of you are probably foaming at the mouth right now. I can't believe you're saying that. Relationships matter, Ryan. They matter. Yes, of course they do. Come on. I'm not talking about how happy you are. I'm not talking about the relationships you have with your lenders. Those are very important, with your BDM, your BRM, your underwriters. I'm talking the front end stuff. The relationships you have to get leads for your business. Talking about that versus content, okay? Not the relationships you have with your friends and family and all that. I'm not talking about that, okay? So let's just peel that out. There goes your whole argument. It's out the frickin' window, especially when you hear what I'm going to say. Hopefully. I don't know. Or not, right? And you carry on building your relationships and having your business act as if it's, you know, 2010. And you can slowly just keep growing your business. Or you can focus on content and throw some gas on the fire, right? And so here's my thoughts on this. You've got, back in the day, let's just say I was going to drop you in a city, and I'm going to drop you in, let's say, Calgary, Alberta. I used to live there, by the way. Horrible hockey team. I like the city though. 15 years I lived there. So went to school there, high school and 1 year university, and then dropped out. Not my jam. Went to play pool instead. Go figure. So you're learning stuff about me. So I drop you in Calgary. We have no friends or family or anything, no call, no relationships, nothing. You just get dropped there with a phone and a laptop. And it's like, go crush mortgages, put money in the bank account, 100% commission, go. Okay, well, you go build relationships and I'll go, and you can't do both. Okay, in a perfect world, you get to do both things. But we're not in a perfect world. A perfect world, you would call your freaking database 4 times a year. Nobody does. That's a perfect way to run a mortgage business on top of many other things, but that would be the thing to do. but we don't. So we're in a messy world. Life is messy. So, and we tend to take the path of least resistance. And we're lazy. And enter excuse here. So I'm going to say you have to pick one, content or relationships. So you go run out and you go knock on real estate office doors and try to meet mortgage brokers. And you go, I don't even know who you would build relationships with, to be honest. I don't know where you would go and who you'd talk to. You go join B&I groups and you go to Toastmasters and you join the Chamber of Commerce and you try to build relationships with centers of influence and financial. You do that. And I'm going to go over here and I'm going to create content and I'm going to put it on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, just those three. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to use that same content for my email marketing when I eventually get email addresses from people, because I'm going to ask them for email addresses through DMs. And then I'm going to start contacting people through social. I'm going to start putting it out on social. And I'm going to start DMing the people who are interested in, who are looking at my stuff. Who do you think is going to have $500,000 in the bank faster? That's not even close. It's going to be me with the content. You're going to be out there hobnobbing it, walking around, shaking hands, kissing babies, building these relationships for whatever reason. I have no idea. I don't even know what you're doing out there, to be honest. Those other groups were, here's my thoughts on this. You can go build a relationship with a broker owner of a real estate brokerage. Hey, I have 100 agents. Get to come in and chat. Great. That's awesome, Tom. I'm coming in. Boom. You come in. You present. You start talking to realtors. Okay. Remember, just because someone is a realtor is under someone on a real estate team or they're under someone at a brokerage, all you've gotten is they've given you a platform, a 15, 20-minute window where top producers don't really even show up. It's more everyone else who's struggling shows up and they come to listen to you talk. And then you still have to go build the relationships. Each of those people have their own mortgage people. Just because Tom gave you a platform doesn't mean agent A, B, C, D under the brokerage or under the team, right? If you have a team of five, I have five agents. Doesn't mean they use you. They're not forced to use you. They can use whoever they want. They're empowered to go build their own relationships and their own business. So you're no further along. And while you're doing that, I'm, as they say, sliding into the DMs. I'm coming over here. I've already green screened some listings for you. I've already I'm going to run a webinar showing you how to get business from your database. And I've already been talking to you with videos and voice memos and texts through your DMs. We already have a relationship. And then they just happen to go in and listen to you talk for 20, 30 minutes. And I've already got a relationship built over here. Right? Just because you have a relationship with the mothership does not equal money in your bank account. It just gives you a platform. What do you do with the platform? Most brokers don't even know what to do with that platform. Same thing, if you're a relationship with a financial advisor. Sure, they have certain clients and but those clients still have to agree to work with you, right? They still have to have a relationship with you. It's a referral, but it doesn't mean it's a done deal. Whereas I'm going to be marketing to the direct consumer through my content directly, and I'm going to build up trust. They don't know you from a hole in the ground. They just said, their realtor said to talk to you. Their accountant, their financial advisor, who they trust, sure, that's cool. Maybe not realtors as much, but sure, your FA, that's fine. But they still have to meet you and trust and like build trust with you. Well, I'm sleeping over here. My content's out there building up trust and awareness and grabbing people's attention. And then when I put in certain strategies in there, it's collecting email addresses for me. And it's just building that up while I sleep. While you sleep, your relationships aren't doing you anything. Right? Hopefully there's like a, that's interesting. Yeah. Right. Your time, the best bang for your buck, highest and best use, real estate term, we know that, is not building relationships. Those relationships only go so far. You move, no relationship. That person quits, no relationship. That person dies, no relationship. There's a personality conflict, no relationship. Something happens, no relationship. Content lives forever. It's digital real estate. You're building digital real estate. And the cool part is if you know what the hell you're doing, you get to take that digital real estate and repurpose it into your email marketing and build a machine there, which you hear me talk about all the time, which we show people do in our accountability groups and inside Strategy Hub, right? This podcast is brought to you by Americano. Oh, so good. Starbucks today. Been making them at home lately. Nespresso. Nespresso. This is Starbucks. It's a weekend right now. Okay, so back to like content versus relationships. And so I see just so many people out there, you know, they're getting dressed up, they're going out, they're belly to belly, they're meeting people. That's fine. Sure. Can you build a business around that? Sure. That's how it was in back in the day. Absolutely. But it's 2024, right? Then it's going to be 2025, 5 years from now, it's going to be 2030. That stuff's going away. It's not as important as you think. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. You having a kick-ass Instagram page that engages people, that shows you your personality and you as an expert and gives them opportunity and you're asking them if they need help, that will outperform any relationship you have on the lead gen side. 100%. Remember, I'm not talking about lenders, BDMs, behind, like, yeah, over here. Not talking about that. That's very important. Will be less important in the future if you've heard my other podcasts, but we're not talking about that right now. So you can go build these platforms and with putting all your energy in there, or you can go and, you know, walk around and shake hands and kiss babies and hold these events and do this and do that. That's great. But highest and best use of your time is content. It always is. It's the leverage on top of leverage. You get to leverage you sitting at home, crushing out a 20-minute video, which is really 2 minutes, but a bunch of takes, some scripting, some editing, throwing that out to the universe, getting thousands of eyeballs on it forever with calls to actions, and then just doing it again. And you get to do that from home or wherever you want. There's no better use of your 20-minute, half hour. So I always talk about content days. I have a content day. Content day is like, it feeds your business. It should feed your business. This should be the most important day of the month for you, is your content day. It's the lifeline of your business. So if you have a content day, let's just call it 3 hours. You have a 3-hour content day where you're making your emails for your drip, you're making your videos for your platforms, you're making your static posts, you're making your, right? You're just doing all the stuff you're doing for your social and your email marketing. There is no better. This is the part, like I want to say it 100 times in a row. I might just do that right now. I might just say it for 100 times. So you might want to just fast forward. There is no better use of your time for those 3 hours. There is no better use of your time for those 3 hours. There is no better. I'm not going to do it. I'm kidding. But you get the point. Like, I want to hammer this home. And then a lot of you say, I don't like content. I don't know what to. Yeah, well, figure it out. Figure it out. You have to figure it out or you die. You have to evolve your business or you die. Or you just have less money in the bank account. Maybe you don't die, but it's a painful death. It's like death by 1,000 paper cuts. Right? The goal here is to make money. And I get it. We're changing lives and we're helping. And I get all that. But you didn't get into this business for that. You got into it because you thought, hey, I can go make a bunch of money and have a good work-life balance. Which is funny to say that because a lot of us don't. And, you know, live a good life and blah, 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 and have some freedom and be my own boss and all that stuff. But without the money, there's no anything. And the byproduct is you're helping people. So let's just own it. Let's say, I want to make money. The byproduct is I help a lot of people. Cool. Awesome. Warm hugs for everybody. But it's money, right? The money which helps you, your family, buy better food, healthier food, get private health care, go on better vacations, go on more vacations, right? Impact the quality of your life and those around you. Help out family members and friends who need help. Help out other people who need help. It all stems off of money, right? So please, I'm not this evil money person, by the way. I'm like, I share a lot of stuff. I give back a lot of stuff. I'm not like money. I wake up and money, 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 money. That's not me. That's the farthest thing from me. If you know me, I don't spend money on fancy things. That's not to show off. That's not my jam. I don't do that. But I'm just trying to get across the point to you that money is very important. Like, it's not an evil thing. The people who think it's evil are typically the people who don't have it. That's so true. I used to not have money, and I was like, I don't need money to be happy. And you get money, and you're like, oh, this is better. I like this. This is way better. I'm still a good person. I can help more people with money. So, back to why we're doing it to earn money. And so, your business needs the content to thrive. Back in the day, there was no social media, or if there was, it was very minimal. I can't even remember. This podcast is brought to you by Americano. And Americano again. So good. Okay. But back in the day, there wasn't social. So yeah, relationships did matter. But it was the same old school thing. Go make relationships with the owner of a real estate shop, try to get in, try to get access to agents, try to get in, try to maybe get a contract somewhere with a moving company or something, try to get in with builders and developers, and then try to get relationships with center of influences and get sure. But this is the point everyone's missing. You go and make those relationships. The end user is the one who's going to use you. The consumer, it's the person who's agreeing to work with you and how you get paid, your $5,000 for your file. So just because you have a relationship with the mothership, the team lead, the broker owner, the FA, the whoever, 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 does not mean the end user uses you, right? So now you're going out and building all these relationships so that you get introductions, so then you can go build relationships and build trust with the end user. Why not just skip that part? Why not skip the middle man, the refer, and go right to the end person and build up the trust there right away that you're going to have to do anyways? You're going to have to build that at some point. Why not do that with your content? And you're like, why don't I do both right? Yeah, I get it. We're not talking about that. Because everyone has a plan like that. I'm going to do social. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to have referral. I'm going to be in I groups. I'm there. And I'm going to prospect through DMs. I'm going to call. Yet no one does anything. They don't. 99% of us do like very little of that. Right? So I'm going, what's the thing you can focus on the most that'll have the quickest amount of impact on your business? And long-term, short-term, long-term, and put money in your bank account, where it's a lot more predictable. Social media. So when you go and find the people who are on social and you go look at their stuff and you see their posts and you see they're engaged and you see, do you think they're doing that for fun? Some people are. Do you think if they weren't a mortgage broker, they would be doing all that stuff? Like if they didn't have some, like let's just say they won the lottery and they said, oh, I'm done being a mortgage broker now. Do you think they would still be posting? They wouldn't be talking about mortgages. Do you think they'd still be posting all the stuff and sharing things? Hell no. Most people wouldn't, right? They're doing it because it works. I always go to that. Like the blueprint's laying in front of all of us. Ah, it doesn't work. There are people on social media in the mortgage industry where majority of their business comes from social media. And that's why they continue to do it. If you see someone that has been at this for over a year, they are winning on social media. They've given you the blueprint. It's right in front of you, plain as day. What you don't see is what they're doing on the back end through DMs. But what I am going to tell you is that the good news is they're not doing a lot. I know this for a fact. Very, very small percentage of people actually crush out the content and then have a strong DM prospecting game. They don't. Or a strong email game. They don't. Big opportunity here. But from the front end, the content drives everything. I'm living proof of this. A year ago, I had no social media. This podcast is brought to you by Americano. A year ago, I had no social media. And I said, well, I don't like social, but it's where my avatar are mortgage brokers. You listening. Hopefully you're a mortgage broker. If you're not, I don't know why you're listening. Unless you're my family, which I still, once again, I don't know why you're listening. I go, that's where my avatars are. They're hanging out on Instagram. They're listening to podcasts. They're in Facebook groups. They're like, I'm going to go get their emails and mark to them through there. They're on Facebook. They're on LinkedIn. Like this is where my avatar is. So I have to go there. I have to go where they are. If I like it or not, I have to go where they are. Same mentality for you. So I said, well, I'm going to go all in on social. And I haven't even like went all in. I'm like all in. I still have other gears to get to, which we will get to. You'll see where there's other things coming. But I went there. I'm probably a year in, maybe even less, 10 months, 11 months. I think we started in May last year. So we're coming up on it. We're about 10, 11 months in. And I can tell you, social media works. I can tell you that for a fact. Social media works. It does everything people are telling you it does. But I'm invested in it now. But now it's just a part of the business. And I cannot imagine me doing what I do without social media. And I could not imagine going to be a mortgage broker now without social, without a strong content game. Right? I have relationships. I have relationships with certain people. Those relationships don't put money in my bank account. Me pumping out content and telling a story and having a good offer does. It does. This works, kids. Right? The content. So you have choices to make. We all have choices to make, right? We are where we are because of choices we made at some point in time. And so I just wanted to put this out in front of you with some examples, right? And just my thoughts on this, why content is king over relationships. And hopefully that reframes how you think about things. The cool part is building relationships takes a lot of time. Content doesn't. Building relationships can work. Yeah, 100%. But there's pros and cons to everything, right? Can you do a combination? Absolutely. I just see way too many people focusing on relationships, and we're not in a relationship world. As sad as it is to say that, it's very sad to say that, actually. We're not there, and we're trending even more out of it. We're attention. You have a kick-ass social media game, will get you attention, which will get opportunities for you for applications to then close and put money in your bank account. Your relationships will only get you so far. Only so far, with a lot of work, a lot of effort, right? That's where we're going. So it is what it is. I sound sad about that, but I'm winning on the content side. So I'm like, it's pretty good over here too. Like, it's pretty good. And here's the cool part. I'll leave it on this and then we're done. Relationships come out of the content. You putting this content out will open up doors a lot quicker with the opportunity for relationships to impact your business, with those referral partners, with other people, with people joining your team, with whoever. Relationships come out of the content because you have attention. Content doesn't come out of relationships, right? The content drives everything. It's a big umbrella over everything you're doing in your mortgage business. And all the other stuff comes out of it, right? So it's not like you're never going to have relationships again. You end up having them. So that's it, kids. Wanted to put that out there. I'm going to want to make this one specifically. I just didn't know how to frame it, but hopefully that helps you think a little differently or just get to understand what's banging around in my coconut. Enjoy your week. That's it, kids. Peace out.